Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is confusing control for love. Oh, yes. Two very different things. But Some of us do confuse control for love, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we think that they're insecure or jealous because they're in love with you. No, they're just insecure. They're just insecure, and they're, like you said, they try to control you. Anyway, good morning, Chas.
Yeah. So where do you think that comes from? Why do you think that we would confuse two very different things?
Well, I don't know about you, but I grew up with a controlling mother.
Yep.
And so I guess I had a high tolerance for poor behavior at one time. I have no tolerance for it today, but I had a high tolerance for it. Yeah. And I mean, I at one time behaved, well, I didn't behave the way some people behave, but I definitely could see myself as controlling. I think all codependents are controlling.
Yeah.
But, you know, was that love? No, it was fear. It was fear and insecurity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely confused control for love. I mean, I was that child and growing up that, I did what I was told. And until I didn't, I went through probably a rebellious stage, I guess, which was my addiction. But I think that I played that out and I was the good girl and that felt safe for me. That did feel like love. Like, okay, if I do what they say and I'm the good girl, they'll love me. So that's love.
How'd that work out?
Well, not great, because you completely lose yourself. Completely.
Yeah.
And then you have to find yourself again.
Yes.
Or not even again. I mean, I don't know. I'd self disappeared a long time ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. If we were taught as children that being who we are wasn't acceptable, then we became whoever we thought was acceptable, right?
Yeah.
And then we give up ourselves. It's completely a high price to pay. And we think that we're getting the love that we want, but we're really not. We're just being, like you said, we're just being controlled.
Well, yeah. And then when your real self comes out and you don't go along with everything, well, guess what? Then it blows up.
Yeah. Those people are not going to want to be with you.
No, they don't.
No.
Because it was an illusion on both ends.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. It's, you know, I keep thinking about that word trauma bond.
Yeah.
You know, I think for a long time I didn't understand it. I heard it and I couldn't connect the words sometimes. But now I think I understand that a codependent attracts a narcissist. Both have a trauma that's happened to them, but different ways of dealing with it.
Yeah.
And a narcissist can spot a codependent a mile away. So, yeah. So there's an attraction.
Yeah.
Codependent thinks she's going to come in and rescue and fix, and the narcissist is going to come in and try to control.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And they bond. Yes, and they bond over their trauma. And I said probably similar traumas, but different ways of dealing with it.
Yeah. That's so true. Gosh, that resonates so deeply. Mm-hmm. That word is, I don't like the word, but there's,
like
I know, I don't know why it makes me nauseous. Just, there is a lot of truth in it though. Trauma bond.
Yeah.
Just sounds, I don't know.
And it doesn't even have to be male and female. It doesn't have to be romantic. It can be in a friendship. You know, it can be something in your relationship with your sister. I think that, my sister and I were sort of bound together by trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so unhealthy on her part. No, I don't want those kind of relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
No.
There's such a fear of abandonment on both parts. So one is control, control, control. And the other one is controlling in a different way that I've controlled by going along with things. It's still control. It's still control either yes. way.
Yes.
But I don't even know where I was going with that. Yeah, it's control either
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what I was going to say, that you both have a fear of abandonment.
Yes.
You're both just dealing with it in different ways, but mm-hmm. it's all control and it's all fear. It's not love.
Yes. A narcissist is very thin skinned and they need a lot of praise, a lot of, you know, somebody fawning over them, but they can't admit their mistakes. They can't, they don't know anything, but they don't invest themselves, you know, and then the codependent overinvests herself, right?
Yeah.
It just can turn out to be a hot mess.
Yeah. And the common bond is, yeah.
Not love.
It's not.
It's not love. What were you going to say?
I was going to say trauma. It's that mm-hmm. is the bond.
Yeah.
Fear. Fear. The common bond is fear.
That's it. The whole relationship is based on fear. There's nothing loving about it.
Jeez, it's just kind of sad, honestly. Yeah. It's just kind of...
Well, it's not sad if you don't choose it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just... I'm not choosing it. I'm not going to have friendships that are that way. I've had people in the past, but the past is over, and that's not who I am today, and that's not what I would choose today. So I won't put up with behavior from narcissists. I will not put up with it. I won't have it in my life. No.
I don't think I can either. I mean, I can't speak for the future, but we were talking about this yesterday, and I think it would feel intolerable to me too. Because there are certain people that are in my life, but I have to keep them. There's a big boundary there, and for a reason.
Yeah.
Because... I just can't get too close because it creates the drama and everything just comes rushing back in. If I open that door too wide, it just comes rushing right back in.
Yes.
And so I think if that kind of person were in my life, that it would feel awful quickly, man or woman.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it would be tolerable today.
Nope. Nope.
But back then, you know, we probably thought that was love.
Yes.
Somebody gives you that kind of attention and they want your time and they seem to really care. No.
Yeah.
It's a solid game. It's all about winning.
I definitely thought that was love.
Mm-mm.
Definitely did. For somebody to exert that much energy over me and make me feel special. And, you know, yeah, that felt like love.
I know, but my word is love is kind, and your word is love is soft.
Yeah.
That does not feel kind, and that does not feel
soft. It's not. No, there's definitely I can definitely see the huge contrast today.
Yeah.
I can definitely, more and more and more and more, I see it.
Yeah. Yep.
The more that I step into the softness of real love, you can really see the difference.
Yes.
But I don't know. I don't think I could see it until I saw it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
It all felt, it all familiar. Felt like a hot mess. It just, yeah, it was a hot mess though.
Yeah.
Familiar, but still just painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just full of pain.
That bond is painful. Yeah. It's a painful place to be with somebody.
Yeah, it really is.
So, no, control, fear, that is not love.
No. Love is soft and kind. Right. Love is giving, receiving.
Accepting. Love is
accepting. that person for who they are, not trying to change them. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love is generous. Love is forgiving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love is loyalty. That's a big one for me, loyalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a sister who wasn't loyal to anybody. But no, it's a big one for me, loyalty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And seeing somebody, that's love.
Yeah.
Listening and seeing with your heart.
Yes. Yeah. And your gut, not your head. Because the heart and the head together can still get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to listen to your gut and your heart. If they're aligned, it's a go. It's a green light. If they're not, hit the brakes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
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 I never knew there were so many narcissists in this world. I never even knew what a narcissist was a year ago. I would see that word and go, what is that word?
I know. It was overused, though. Like, I think, I don't know. It felt overused until I understood what it meant. And then I understood why people used it.
Yeah. And I'm glad more and more it's being talked about so that
it people is.
Are aware of behaviors that probably are in a lot of people's relationships and they tolerate it thinking they're alone, but it is a behavior. And codependents can be drawn to narcissists. They're a target. Just like there's a target on their back.
Yeah. It is talked about more and more, same way that the word introvert is used more and more.
Yes. And more, I told you I heard Oprah say she was an introvert, but mm-hmm. I heard Brene Brown say that she was. Like, mm-hmm. Help me with her name, Yolanda.
Yanla.
Yanla. Yes, I think I heard her say it too. Like, all these women that you think, well, in their careers, they are extroverts,
mm-hmm.
but in their personal life, it's not that way. They prefer quiet, alone.
I bet a lot of spiritual teachers are introverts.
Yeah, because you got to recharge. You know, you give it away, but you got to recharge.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, and I think the ones that are enlightened really, I don't want to say isolate themselves, but just kind of live low-key lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was listening to Eckhart Tolle yesterday. I think he's very introverted person. But he's perfectly content with being with himself.
Yes, so he is.
He's I guess happy. When you're perfectly content with being with yourself, I guess you're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he still likes, I was listening yesterday, he still likes the external things. He's just not attached to them.
Yeah.
Kind of like you.
Yeah, not attached.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other word, gaslighting. And now there's a movie coming out? And it's called Gaslight or something.
That's another word. Okay. Yeah.
But now I understand it, what it means. Mm-hmm. And it's the word. It's the word that, people are using to describe behaviors when people try to make you feel crazy. And they flip the script.
I understand that word firsthand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of words, a lot of things that are, being brought to light. It's good.
Yeah.
So, well, what's your intention for the day?
My intention for today is a day of peace.
Okay.
Quiet mind, day of peace.
Peace. I'm going with forgiveness today.
Oh, good one.
Forgiveness of myself and forgiveness of others.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, any last thoughts?
Nope. I think that's it for me.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com. and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!